very beginning of the Masechta, and then there's a whole series to this. We left off the sugya of Davdal and Beis. We spoke about last time or two. So let's go to the Tefillah, and a number of other, we used to call it Zaitik Sugyas. We're going to not go into it right now, we're going to resume the discussion on Avchesem and Beis, which is the main sugya, again, repeating one more time. Maybe a little bit of a chazar, a little some new things. The Gemara says that if you recall, Rabbi Gamliel is the one who says that say Kriya Shema until Alos HaShachar. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Gamliel. You follow Rabbi Gamliel. It's a pretty strong statement, Halach Rabbi Gamliel. And the question therefore is, what does that mean? Does he ask every yeshiva about it? Can be like I say Kriya Shema until Alos HaShachar? I'll say, yeah. Before the Gemara, Halach Rabbi Gamliel. This is great. It's this famous story of the Rav Zechor on the Rav. Once he was out very late at night, and he came back, who knows, after midnight, and the Rav wanted that one a minion. So he asked one of his close, maybe 5 or 10 guys haven't been diving yet. It's a little embarrassing question. After the Rav wants a minion, sure, right away had a minion of guys, I'm diving my arm yet after midnight. It's a real story. So, I mean, we'll call Rav Gamliel next. They allowed them to tell us a shaka with no problem. Says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yom. Remember, there are two Lashonos, the first one and the second. This is the first one. Pa'amim she'odam yo korei kriyash mashtei pa'amim b'layla. Achas konam she'yala amon ha'shachar, v'achas le'achas she'yala amon ha'shachar, v'yos v'dei chavosom, achas shel yom, v'achas shel layla. Okay, once before Alos, the cutoff point is Alos. Aguf v'kash, amit pa'amim she'odam korei kriyash mashtei pa'amim b'layla. It's still considered to be night. V'hadar tani yotze boheni dechavaso achal sheyo v'achal sheleila al miyamamahu. So make up your mind, Rabosai. After all, is it Lila or is it Yom? Lo, the olam leil yohu. V'hadar kore le yom iko inchi dekaimi v'ahi shaita. Some people are getting up. Stop. This is the end of the first lush. Big problem. What do you mean it's Laila? Laila, for call it a cool infectosis. What are you talking about? Lolam Lelio Tema. In Kane Lambu Rabusa Shapami Yesh Adam. Different question. Pami Yesh Adam Korla Akash Yalamana Shaham. Shnepaman. Yotzi Babashim Shahas and Mishamarvis. What does it remind us of, gentlemen? That base of an alf tied to the sassy, remember that? So you can squeeze in both Krishmas between Alos and Nate. Okay, Shlom B'dachi Kama. Lolam Le'elyuhu B'sh'ar Mitzvahs Deb'inen B'huyom K'mo Tfilin V'tzitzis Alagabe Krishma Lo Hol V'ika Inchi D'kaimim V'ayishayta Lav Zman Shchivahu. So Tosa say, quote this Lashon, the Kodam is Alos HaShachar. And once Alos HaShachar happens, it's too late. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shalayla. Impossible. It says Tosafot, by the way, but the Nachalach Hashem L'Mashachar Lavta Afkam Biyadu, but Tzorach L'Hamtu L'Cholapochas K'shiur Mitmas Nisin Ad Shiyakev Ben Chelas L'Lovan L'Karsi, which we spoke about in the past. You get an impression from Tosafot. That's really the cutoff point. The cutoff point is not Alos HaShachar Lulis. It's Mishiyakev. And it makes perfect sense based on our discussion of at the very beginning. We suggested, based on the Father Ramban and the Machamas, that is the tipping point. Everyone talks about a tipping point. The tipping point means until Mishayakir, most people are sleeping. After Mishayakir, most people are awake. So he says, that's it. That's the cutoff point. There's an expression in the Ramban, Mishna Chatucha Sheninu. Don't give me this business of the Rif, who suggests you can do. We'll get to it later. You can do both of that. No, Mishnah Chatucha. The cutoff is Mishiyakim. That's the tipping point. And Tosis is saying, although the Agamah talks about Alos HaShachar, what it really means is Mishiyakim. And, of course, this fits in with the Tosis we spoke about in Av Gimel. There's not a big difference between the two of them. But the way Rav Moshe was quoted as saying, I think it's printed in one of his tshuvas, that Mishiyakim is closer to Nates than it is to Alos. So what are you calling Mishiyakim Alos for? Doesn't make any sense. But if you say that Mishayakir is very shortly after Alos, until you turn around and wash up a little bit, we saw enough Gimel, it's already there. So you use the word Alos, but it really means Mishayakir. So it's very good. It makes perfect sense. Tosis is saying against the Rif, If it's very gamish, you know, it's flexible, you can do a little there, a little there, you can do both. No. Cut off. The cut off, not alos literally, but Mishiyaka, the explanation would be, until Mishiyaka, most people are sleeping. After Mishiyaka, most people are up. And here we follow the majority. Now, of course, that's the question. Follow the majority. According to the Ramban, we suggested that that majority is only Rabbi Lezer's sheet. Come back to the opening of the sheet. Rabbi Lezer's majority. We paskin that you can say Krishma the whole night. Can't say, despite what went on here, and then the moment to dorm, the Rav's time, he found a couple of guys that haven't. Here people are pretty late. This is more than the average individual. This is not typical bedroom community over here. Even here, if you're on up to Sasha. I don't think. So what are you saying? The terrace is, we follow even the minority. That's what that was all you saw. So why don't you follow a minority over here too? Here, I'll give you the answer. We'll follow a minority when it doesn't cost anything. In other words, you want to win the cutoff point for Kriya Shmashel Arps. So those who follow the majority say Chatzos, most of us think by Chatzos. We follow them. Right, this is again according to Rabbi Gamliel's original opinion. Maybe it means when you're going to sleep, just to refresh your memories. Others will say it's 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock, the whole story. So it's 10 or 12, so let's say the majority going to sleep before 10, and the minority until 12, which we spoke about, we quoted from the Rashi and from the Trap and Suga. We'll see, come to it in a minute again on the test. Why not? What? Allah is good to Jews. Give them another 2 hours, say Krishma. Instead of 10, make it 12. Why not? What's it costing anybody? But over here, because there's nothing on the other side of the border. Again, if Bishachu is going to sleep, so he's going to sleep until 10, until 12, and then it's an empty zone. There's no Krishma to be said later on. You're not costing them anything. No one's going to say Krishma, Shachris, midnight. Even though it's called AM, it's the next day in American law, that's irrelevant to us. But over here, in our sugya, what he goes here, you take away, you give away. We're going to go into the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, so we started the sugya. That you can say, Krishma till Alos HaShachar. Right? Good. But you have to have a cutoff point. You want to be a nice guy and extend it further. You're taking away from Krishma till Shachar. You got to make a decision, here or there. So the Gemara says, according to Shita Satosis, you make a decision. What's the decision? The tipping point. When most people are sleeping, it's Kriyash Mashal Arvis. Most people are awake, it's Kriyash Mashal Shabbos. Finished. You have to follow the majority, because otherwise you're taking away from one or the other. That's my explanation of this Tosis so far. All with me so far? Good. Beautiful.
Why, if we're willing already to consider a minority of sleepers or a minority of people awake as being sufficient to allow us to say Shema during that time, so then why do we have to make the assumption that a particular moment has to either be one or the other?
Good question. Excellent question. Maybe a particular moment should be flexible. Could it either be Shalayl or Shalyam? You are the riff. The riff falls like you.
Okay.
We'll see. The riff falls like you. That this whole zone between Alos HaShachar and Nate, which is a big zone, the Rebbe says you can either do one or the other, not both. Both can be tapped in the session, not the same day.
Okay.
But sometimes it can be this, and sometimes it can be that. That's a good point.
That's because in practice, sometimes it doesn't end up making a difference. But you have to clearly define what's what in order to get to the conclusion when it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, there's got to be boundaries somewhere.
You have to have the boundaries.
Yeah, but according to the Riff, there's the possibility of saying Shema Shel Arvus all the way till sunrise, and the possibility of being Yotzei Krishma Shel Shachris all the way back till from Alos, and in that over an hour zone, the big zone, it's twilight zone, and morning twilight zone, right? So you can do either this or that. You're right, the Riff said that way. The Tosha says no.
Okay.
You have a divine boundary. It's a big machlokes. Okay, but let's, before we'll get to the Riff, let's we have to see the Gemara. Next, so we covered the first one. Oh, by the way, what does Tosfos mean? La'olam le'elyahu b'shar mitzvahs de'be'inan bu yom k'mot tefillin l'tzitzis. Shar mitzvahs? It's an often a Mishnah in the Sechta Megillah that for all, it's the whole of Purim, right? When's it early? It's going to be relevant to this year because they moved the clock before Purim. This is v'nahapachum, unheard of. The clock will move before Purim. So what's going to mean? Next week, you know, I daven in a minyan today by Bris, they daven before sunrise. Which is, so from what we said, I was, one thing I did good today, I said Krishna before sunrise. We said that's a gavala gazach, Krishna before sunrise. But on the other hand, tefillah before sunrise is not such a great thing. That's the whole idea of a seeker, which we'll get to next stop. I was too early for the singing today because I went to a bris without 6:45. They were so fast there, let me tell you. But anyway, it's not, that's neither here nor there. But even though it would have been slower, it would have been before the sun rose today. But So this year Purim gonna be 6 o'clock. My shul is not like a 6 o'clock mania. Gonna go to work, especially to Friday. So they dive at 6 o'clock. They're gonna be finished with Megillah. Well, maybe the sun will be rising as Haman is hanging. I don't know, somewhere towards the end of the Megillah. I'm just figuring out when they're gonna get to this. I'm not sure when the sun rises. You can look on your palm next Friday. Probably around 7, I'm guessing. So towards the end of the Megillah, my shul. So how can we do that? So Tzad says that even though it says the Chatchil should do from Nate, Mishnah Megillah Daf Chaf, but Kulon from Alos Hashachas Yotzer, that's the real time of the morning. So what's Tosis saying over here? The Bishar Mitzvah is going to be in the Muyom, Kamot Tzvillin, and Tzitzis, it's already considered to be Laila after Alos Hashachas. This is simply not true. It's simply not true. And to prove it's not true, you're not going to believe me, open to the Rosh. You'll see it's not true. Rosh is found in Siman Tes. The Rosh, yeah, I know it's hard to find things here. It's page Dalet, Amar Aleph, column 1, halfway down the first column. The line ends, La'olam Lailahu. Everyone see it?
Yeah.
You gotta first find the Rosh, Moshe. Much earlier than that.
I was in the Rosh, Moshe.
Much earlier, early before. Rabbeinu Asher, you got it? Page Dalet. Again, Amar Aleph, column 1, halfway down, the last three words are La'olam Lailahu. That's what we're discussing. It's considered to be Laila after Alos HaShachar. Okay? And why is it called Yom? Because some people are already awake. La'olam Lailahu, Pirush, B'lashon Ha'olam Nikra Laila. And colloquially it's called night. Fisha Dayan Lo Ha'er Yom, the sun hasn't come out yet. Afal pishu chashev yom lechol osan shemitzvasa b'yom kid teisim b'megillah daf chav v'chulan, whether it be mikra megillah, whether it be lulav, whether it be shofar, whatever certain karbanas, whatever you require by day, misha'asa misha'ala monashachar yata v'kom gom lechatchil en lasa osam mishim denira kalayla. Okay, but it really is yom, it's really leila means it's colloquially leila v'chenin in krish manami leila hu. Here we go, we're starting the riff already. Lemisha may rove ones lohoya yochol likros by laila yochol likros achashal manashachar. Despite the Mishnah, the last the three sheets in the Mishnah of Beis, what do we have? We have Ashmur Rishona, Chatos, Nalos. No, a fourth sheet. If you're in a pinch, a pickle, you can go even beyond him on a shach. Okay, fine. Miyu, is this really coming from the Rif? Kaim and the Ika inchi the Kaim and Vayishaita. Mikris man kima likros bo. So you have it goes both ways, right? Because that's also true according to the Rif.
Right.
You can't have Tadinasasi. Look, if that particular night, can't have both. Therefore it says, Kol Amura Shachar, because on that, you can't have them both at the same time in that twilight zone. Beautiful rush. Well, this whole rush is going according to what? The first rush. First rush of the new one. By the way, the rush is clear, as I told you, clear as day, that the day begins at Alos HaShachar, before Shem Mishnah Besach the Megillah. It's going to be a Lemaisa next week in many shuls. We're going to have to be up to the Megillah this year before. Before Netzach Hamah, because they're going to rush to go to work, and it's right. Despite that fact, that's not Shad Nautosis. The rush is colloquial. It's called Laila in people's minds, people's speech. That's not what Nautosis said. Well, Nautosis forgot the Mishnah Megillah. our Tosfos thinks maybe Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai called this lashon is arguing the Mishnah Megillah. Maybe, maybe, but maybe a different pshat I have. Different pshat. What two examples did Tosfos give? Strange. They could have picked Megillah. They could have picked Shofar. They could have picked Lulav. All kinds of classical mitzvahs required, which depend upon the day. What the chances they give? Tefillin v'tzitzis. Tefillin v'tzitzis. Tefillin v'tzitzis. Strange, strange examples. Because after all, tefillin, most Rishonim and Paskin, Laila is not tefillin. We don't put on tefillin for a different reason. Because it may fall asleep. You're not going to fall asleep in your tefillin. Tzitzis. Even tzitzis, according to most Rishonim, if tzitzis is by night also, it's beged, ksusio, ksus laila. So what are these funny examples for? Funny examples. So perhaps they're working with the following assumption, that these particular funny mitzvahs, like tefillin and tzitzis, do not depend upon day and night literally, and kriyishma also does not depend upon day and night literally, because it also doesn't say yom v'layla, it says b'shach v'kumecha. We're only dealing with these funny mitzvahs, tzitzis, Tfilin and Krishma, where it never says Beferish Yom and Laila, as opposed to Kafim Lachem by Yom Arishon, or Yom Trul Yelachem, or by Yom Amel in the Scar of Anasim by the Megillah. When you're talking about this flaky kind of stuff, that's when these funny times are coming in over here, they're everywhere. We can even consider it to be night after Alos HaShachar, as opposed to regular mitzvahs like Megillah, Shul Shofar, and Lulav, but for sure it's considered to be Yom. That's another pshat. Either Rabbi Shimon Yochai argues in the Mishnah Megillah, or they go in these flaky mitzvahs, which don't really depend upon Yom Balayim. Okay, that does. We finished with Siyata D'Shemayah, the first lashon of Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Remember, according to Tosfos, it's a one cutoff, flat. We said it's Mishiyak at a tipping point. And according to the Rosh, following the Rif, there could be a zone where you can do either or, but not both. Once again, I repeat, Tata D'Shemayah can't work. We see it over here, Beferish. And it seems to me the same principle applies back on that base with the Mincha Mara. Okay, now there's the Lishna Basra. Says the Gemara over here on the second very wide line of that Chesimid base. Ege the Master, the Hodra of Acha Bachanina Aho, Tanya Beshiba Yachoy Omer, Beshiba Biakiva, a different one, this is Beshiba Biakiva. Pomim Shaodam Kore Krishma Shte Pomim Biyo, Achas Korba Neitzachama, Viachas the Acha Neitzachama, Viyo Tzvaran Yidei Chavasa. Again, the same exact question. But here the cutoff is not alos. The cutoff is when? Nates. Now we start to have tests for Siyad Lishmai. Lo. Lo'olam yamamahu. Behind the Korah Lelia, that time before Nates. The inchi the gano vahi shaita, because some people are still sleeping then, and therefore Rashi is considered to be b'shach b'cha. Omer Avacha b'reid Rabbi Chaya Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Shimon Shama Shimon Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva. See, we have a contradiction. What is the cutoff? Is the cutoff alos or is the cutoff nates? So if you still in Mishpat, he said, look, the gimel is the cutoff is nates. We'll see soon. Omer Abzayir uvulvash lo yom ashkivein. That not. That you can't hashkivenu. That you can't do. It's hashkivenu. You're going to sleep. If it's already after, it's already yom. Right? It's already yom. Okay. So Rashi says, amazing Rashi. Vashem hashkivenu. Hakore krishma shalayla shachris. Samach amod hashachris to hashkivenu. It's not zman shchiva, but so zman shchiva. Well, that's a very big chiddush. Tosfos says that's ridiculous. Tosfos will add. Pish Kunsin on Milster Shimon Yochai the Kori Korish and the Shah Kor, the first lashon. Nearly no. Does Vada is man shivu, must mashkiven, why not? It's still a follows. Oh, to have that name by the celebration, should have been earlier. Why is it the last lashon? Sami Kutsi says no, it goes on Nates. I can't ashkiven, it's not man shiva. Kevin Sha'ola Kwa Buddha Shachar, I feel the code of my Nates. Okay, see with me so far? So the question was to go on before Nate, before Alos. Or before Nates. We assume it's before Nates. Fine. Good. So these are the two Lashonos. Let's see the Tosfos on top. From Toma listed Shnei Pomim Kolam Anetz Achama Avrevus Etfeh Afilu Kolam Anetz Haveis Man the Kriyash Mashal Shachos. This is reminiscent of the Rosh's Kashan, the first Lashon. Let's say twice before Nates. Yeshlama the Parishna, the Haya Mamalin and Shar Mitzvahs. Avin and Krishma, whole the inch of the God of Labsman came over. Period. Tosis is consistent. There's a cutoff. There's one cutoff. Namely, according to the second lashon, you cannot fulfill Krishma before Neitz Hacham. This Mirkasha, why? Why? We're not going to argue. No machlokes in the Metzias. Tosis presumably will concede that the majority of the people are already awake from Mishayakir. So why is the second lashon old that you can fulfill Krishma Shal Arvis and not Shal Shakras at a time most people are awake? So my answer to this is, what's this we call a Cheskas Zman. Zman is a chazak, a status quo. All night long you will be able to fulfill Krishma Shal Arvis. Now that will remain, we'll keep it, we are very conservative, we keep things as a status quo as long as possible. Keep it. When you keep the status quo as Krishma Shal Arvis time, as long as possible, even though on a zero-based analysis, it might be coming out from Shemayim, what is better now, Shal Shachris or Shal Arvis? I would have probably said Shal Shachris, because most people are already awake. We don't go with that, that's how we go. We go in a continuum. Since the last 7 hours have been to my Krishma Shal Arvis, this last hour is not judging its own merits, should we change the status quo? The answer is no. Until the sun rises. Once the sun rises, it's already full day. Then already we have to change the status quo, and that from now on it's only Shal Yom and Shal Laila. Again, Tosa the Shitasa is a strict cutoff. We see soon the Russians not going to accept that.
But that violates the rule that you said before about not extending times when it infringes upon another time.
Correct. That's exactly my focus. The first lesson and the second lesson. Okay. The first lesson holds. You have to be Yikav Adina Sahar. So the tipping point is the majority. And the second lashon says, no, we have a little bit of two things. There's a thing called chazaka. We give some more credit to chazaka than the first one. Don't give me any chazakas. People have the same argument today in many other areas of life. Should we go with chazaka? Should we just, no. Every day start de novo. Then forget what happened yesterday. We won't go into that one. Okay. Fine. The tema. The kash of the Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva. Because chachakama is nates to cut off. And on Amud Beis it says, Mishayakir. Different Mishayakas. So two Tanavim called Rabbi Akiva. Okay, you do. And here's Rabbi Shimon Meichoy called Rabbi Akiva. And there's Rabbi Akiva himself, or someone else called Rabbi Akiva. Inam Yeshlam. Yamamahu afilu gabe krishma. Does man kimahu. Fahadlo nokat beis havam konam anetz. From the boil ashminen she'en yotze b'shalayla achar anetz. So Tosfos, the last inami, the last gasp, gives in to the sheet of the rush. Well, maybe you can do both. Tosfos Tosfos resists that. In the inami, he finally gives in. But maybe you can do both in the time before Neitz Hacham. Good. Let's now take it to see how the rush takes it, and we'll see how we pass in the halacha in this difficult shaila. Okay, Rabbosai, back to the rush simon test. The Rosh of this edition is on page Dal. It's really Amud Aleph, column 2. The Rosh is consistent on the fifth line, end of the line. La'olam yamama. Pirish again. B'losh an'olam nikra yom kom et l'cham. Shikvish kvar her hayom tzas. V'gam chashiv yom b'diyev et l'chalos and shemitzis b'yom. He throws in the halacha only as a secondary consideration. The primary is what's in people's vocabulary, how they refer to it. And some people are still sleeping, and therefore if you're with nenas until the Neitz Hacham. Says the Rosh so far, v'ata lo pligi hanitrei b'raises ahadodi. The way the Rosh has it, the two b'raises are not, the Lashon Kam, Lashon Bas, are all saying the same thing. Namely, between alos and Neitz is a twilight zone. You can be Yotze one or the other, but not both. So far, there's no dispute. That's what he's saying so far. No dispute. Fine. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Rabbi, what's the order of the Mishnah? Rabbi Gamliel's children. He gave him an Alos HaShaka cutoff point. So the Rosh about the 10th line says, with a small memches is, Ubonam Rabbi Gamliel lo hoyev anusit. There was not beyond their control. El nimshach libam achar ha-mishnah. They were drinking too much. And therefore, the cutoff point for them was alos, not a minute later, but someone who in fact is stuck in a somewhat of an onus situation, he may in fact say Shema Shel Arvis all the way until Neitz Hacham. Fine. Kuzugi Zeus giving Temple five more lines. Tirish Hagam Harav Alphys Zal. So he's basically following along the opinion of the Rif. You can fulfill both during that period of time.
Yeah, I'm just curious. The term la'onus.
High department.
Well, more. There are two issues. One is whether it's your fault, but regardless of whether it's your fault, what should you do? Right. So here, it may have been their fault to put themselves in a situation that they were...
Rabbi Gamliel's children.
Yeah. But nonetheless, the issue is when should they be saying it?
Right. Since they were not anusim, once Alos HaShachar comes, that's it. Pumpkin time.
No, but what I'm saying, that's what I'm asking, is what's the relevance of how they got to that point?
You're asking a very good question. Your question he's asking is, why should Chazal take a mitzvah away from someone? If by Midoraisa, they're allowed to say Krishna Shalarv is all the way until Nates, Vilaraya, and others can until Nates, come along Chazal, and they simply take, they strip you of the ability to perform a mitzvah. How can they do this to you? So after all, you can't. What do you mean I can't say, Rabbi? Or Tati, told to the father of Gamliel. Why not? Midoraisa, the Gemara tells you, you can say all the way until Nesa Chava. What are you taking away from me for? This is reminiscent of the Shaila of Chatzos Laila. Because Chatzos Laila, we didn't spend any time on it yet, we have to talk about it. The Gemara seems to say, clearly, Lachar Megamliel. That means, what does it mean, Lachar Megamliel? You can say, like the guys in the dorm, you can Mamish Dab until Allah Sasha. Is that really true? Is it really, really true? Let's turn to Rabbeinu Yonah. We have a few minutes left to turn to Rabbeinu Yonah and see how he tackles this issue. Is it really true or not? The answer is going to be no. Despite that some say yes, the answer is really going to be no. It shouldn't be Davni Meir.
The question is, it may be no lechatchila, but when you're in the situation,
you're right.
The Rosh is saying no.
You're right.
Not allowed to do it.
You're right. Absolutely. Let's take a look. The Rabbeinu Yonah is an Aleph Amud Aleph. The very first page. Aleph Amud Aleph. V'yesh l'achas is a very famous Rabbeinu Yonah. See big bold V'yesh? Even in your edition, it's probably not Aleph. I don't think you turned the page yet. See V'yesh? V'yesh l'achas the Rabbona and the Amri that feel the other in the Yotze el ha'ad chatzos. That's what he said. That's what he said. If I'm saying after chatzos, forget about it. Im ova chatzos, my heidina. Shim no mash l'yikra klal kosher. Your question. Came in the kriya shmachiyuv min ha'torah, heich yecholim chacharim l'potro mimeno. That's exactly your kasha. You asked it as far as Alos is concerned, and Rabbeinu asked it as far as Chatzos is concerned. So the Yistiyami, some in fact say, the Sfirlu the Acha Chatzos, Kori also below Brochus, Sha Brochus, Sha Enin, Sha Elevator Rabbonon, Yichol Hem, Yishol Hem, Lem Noah, Shal Yom Rosa, Acha Shavaz Azman, Avo Krishma, Shumina Torah, Kori also Kol Alayla, Fiafa Pishen, Schoro, Kol Kach, Kamon Kor also the Ruch Hosea, I feel the hachi yesh to schar kev and shiotzi mechiyu shal torah. Fine. So some in fact say that you actually would say the shema after chatzos. Fine. However, if you skip two lines, it's the same time. The nira lemori aravnu, which Rabbeinu Yonah, that's where the line ends. Rami aravnu ru natri rachmanu parkas, that we say today shlita. Next line is svila the rabbanon. Shafilu kriyashma atzma shiben atorah kol alayla eno koryosa chatzos sheyecholim chachomim lepotro min mitzvus asay. And the source of b'shev al tasa calls man sheosim kemishum siyog or mishum kiyim a mitzvah atzma or chazina belulav shemitzvosa ben atorah yom rishon afilu achik shachal yom rishon b'shabbos potro chachomim litlo mishum gzera shem yavir en abamas shusar abim. And other such examples. Now, of course, that's not exactly compelling. Because there you're telling him, don't take lulav on Shabbos, lest you violate a different violation, a worse violation. Shabbos, skila. Here you're saying, don't say shma to chatzos, lest you violate what? Shma. There's no worse, there's nothing worse. You're saying, don't say shma after chatzos to protect shma itself. So it's not exactly comparable to the Rabbeinu Yonah's example from Lulu. But that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. A very big chiddush. If Rabbeinu Yonah said it with respect to Chatzos, according to the Chachamim, so too we can say according to Rabbeinu Gamliel, the same svara with respect to Alos HaShachar. Even though Mikir Adin, maybe you can fulfill the mitzvah as late as Netzach Hama, the Chachamim said, no, there's an absolute cutoff point, which is Alos HaShachar. After that, you're not allowed to do it, period. This is Rabbeinu Yonah number one. Now, just have another minute. I want to turn to Rabbeinu Yonah, how he tackles our sugya. Okay. The Rif, they'll be on page Beis of an Aleph. That's what the whole story. The Rif says that with the Dimzi and the Chachilim and the Eved, that's found on a Beis of an Aleph. So Rabbeinu Yonah is found over here on a Beis of an Aleph. Right, he goes to it briefly. I'm not going to read the entire Rabbeinu Yonah. He gives you the second lashon, which is see the word achas in your edition, probably on a different page. But here, the Beis of an Aleph at the very top, achas, right? Second lashon holds even though Avodah Shachar adayin zman shchivu etzel ksas b'nei Adam. And as I told you before, chazaka. It's only ksas; it's a minority. The chazaka rules. And it's considered still Shalila all the way until sunrise. There are some poskim in the halacha lemaisu paskin, the Balamora, for example, that if you davka v'sikin, is that the greatest thing in the world? Right? V'sikin. You will never, if you davka v'sikin every day, you've never fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriyishma in your life. You're doing it before, it's sad to say. You're doing it before Krishma. And according to this opinion, no, before Nate, it's too early. Never. The real briskers, when they daven Masikin, they say Shema a second time to take care of the sheep. The real briskers.
Or you could just be Machaber and not daven Masikin.
That's I've had that experience. I'm a brisker Machaber. Except today, I daven too early. So I don't plan to say Shema again. I daven 6:45. Well, most of my dad, but a lot of my dad. There you go. So, are you going to say Shema again? No. We don't accept the sheet. We'll see later. The sheet is divided into two. Some say the level of the Raisa, some say the level of the Rabbana. Okay. So it says, Ve'ein zeh klum. See, we're Rabbeinu Yonah people. We say, Ve'ein zeh klum, this chumra. The Bevada zeh losh nein acholik al shashini befeirish, the Zeman Krishma shal shachas, mishiyuris chavero. That's the Rif's Shita. The Gamein acholik al vesikin, chalil al vesikin. Yagav v'sikin, who finished before Netzachama. Come on, how can it be? So therefore, it's even the Chatzchila before Netz. That which it says over here, the Yachan Netz. I'm reading you. I'm about halfway down the narrow lines. Lav Davka. Aidi Demei Koritz Shoch Lemeim Kodem Netzachama Lashmina Shafil Achas Shalom Anashacham Yotzei Chavos Mishalayla Utzuchom Abechreach Gav Shiyom Achan Netz Lo Bo Ela Lamayt Achan Netz Eino Yotzei Mishalayla. Mipi Mori Harav. Then he quotes the Rif. Lo Pligi Anilishni Ad Ahadadi. They both are Hilchasa. What's the difference between them? The Kodam Anetzacham Akeman Shekvar Olam Ona Shachar Eino Poter Klal Ela Bishas Adchak Kigon Shikr Ava Lo Bemezen. That's what they're arguing about. Ava Kodam Ola Ona Shachar Poter B'diyav Afilu Osa Bemezen. After Ona Shachar, no. Whole of the awesome amazing could have been for Shviyazel. If you're a bum, you went past the Osa Shachar, then not. So believe that the next time, maybe we'll see some of the smaller print and analyze this so you get a little bit further. Okay.
When we talk about people, Katsas people still went to sleep, are we talking about people who are going to sleep at that time or people who are still asleep?
Still asleep, guys like us. Still asleep.
So how come we don't. All those zmanim of later in the morning, we talk about, rich people and the lechem get up late and so on. How come they don't count towards Shema also?
They do. You say Shema until 3 hours into the day.
No, I'm saying for nighttime Shema.
So we discussed in the first year.
Okay.
The Ramban has the kasha and Rashbo. So you have two different answers. The Ramban's kasha is even the lazy bones are awake in their beds. But they're, like lazy bones. They're awake in their beds. So if they're awake in their beds, they can't count as a Shema.
Okay.
And the Rashba says, it's miyuta de miyuta. Miyuta has it help us with my Krishma Shel Chakras.
Right.
The answer is, it's the right time zone. We don't divorce ourselves completely from the day-night divide and call it Torah Kula. It's the right time zone, mute the works. It's the wrong time zone, mute the wrong works. That's the Rashi. Good?